Mechama says, "Akoved yesh boy ribui dam." The liver has a lot of blood. Lefichach lechatchila ein loy takona lebashloy al yedei malicha. Therefore, lechatchila one should not cook it through salting. Al koyle shesiv eriv, rather one should cut it lengthwise and widthwise. Umeniach chituchay lamata, and place the cut face down ubitzeleo and roast it. So the Ramah puts in, shehei roi lechila. You have to roast it enough until it's roi to be eaten. So the Shach sends us to some Ayin Vav that we see over there, that once it's half roasted, it's called Roi Lachila. But Lamaisa, we saw the minhag was by the ladies at the end of Siman Samech Tes and Sipcha Balach, we saw that they would roast it until it gets dry on the surface. So the Mechaber says, V'achak hachich levashloi, and after you roast it, you can cook it. Then the Ramah says, V'im enak b'harbi pa'amim, v'sakin, if you make a lot of holes with a knife, havi kukriyas yosef erev. It's like cutting a chesiv erev, and it's enough. V'cheinem natal misham hamora, also if I remove the gallbladder, v'chatichas basar min hakoveid, and a little bit of meat from the liver, is good enough, and it's in the place of cutting a chesiv erev, the actual adam lasav misham, because the blood can flow out through the cut by the gallbladder. So the Taz in Sifkat Na'alaf brings a gemara that we've already seen, and he says that the Mechaber Meikah then holds like Rabbeinu Tam, but it's Choshesh Lachatchila like Rashi. So let's see the Taz of Cotton Beis. V'im Menakva, Kosev Vashal, Ze Lo Isen Shesoivim De Litzli Lo Yitzorach Kriyash Siv Erev. The Ramah is going according to those that hold that we do not need Kriyash Siv Erev Ela Mitzad HaChumra, the Chud, only because of a Chumra. And therefore, Nekivas HaSakin and taking off the Mora is good enough. Avala Bahag, Udime, however, according to the Bahag, the Sobele Medina Bori Kriya Shesiva Erev, that holds that Mikra Adin, we need to cut the liver Shesiva Erev, Aflitzli, even if we're going to roast it and not to cook it, not like Toisvis, that holds that you only need Kriya if you're going to cook it afterwards. Ein Lashanis Mashmoy Salocha, the Binish Kriya Shesiva Erev, according to the Bahag, we should not go away from the Mashmoyis, which means we need a Kriya Shesiva Erev and Natilis Hamora, and the Kivus HaSakan is not enough. Adkan. That's the Mashal. So the Taz says, V'roi lahachmer. Akoponim lasis nekovim gam b'kovit shal oif. Once you be machmer and make holes even by a liver of a chicken. K'mo shekosev b'shem Rav Rabbeinu Yoina shetzorach lachto chalcheilach m'menu shesi v'erev. According to the Rabbeinu Yoina, one should do kriya shesi v'erev even by a chicken. Over tor kosev b'shem bal ha'itur d'b'kovit shal oif kiltvei. But the Torah holds that the liver of a chicken is more lenient, l'fiyam minig. Nire, tam l'zeh, the dai b'zeh, b'chtich ha'shachoyt chanamora. That by a chicken, since the bal itter is more makal, by a chicken you can just cut off the mora, or make holes. Masha'enkin b'behema, sh'yishir gadol bein chatich ha'samora, l'shar ha'kobid. But not by an animal, because by an animal, the proportion of the gallbladder is much less in proportion to the liver, therefore it's a much smaller hole if I would cut it off, and therefore Natilas Hamora does not help by the liver of an animal. The Kosev, the Yofa Linkoiv Pesakan L'chumo, the Bala Itur writes that one should make a hole L'chumo, so the Taz says, Hai L'chumo Huma Yusar, this word L'chumo is extra. What is it coming to add? The Nira, so the Taz says, that cutting off the mora or making holes only helps in a place where one does not have to mikra din cut the liver shesiv erev. The zedek amar detzach dafka chituch shesiv erev sheniska b'gemara. The zedafka b'teleh al menas levashle. This that it says in the gemara that one should do shesiv erev is only if I want to cook it after I roast it. Of course, in the name of the Tosfos and the Rosh. But if one just wants to eat the liver roasted without cooking it afterwards, one does not have to do Shesiv Erev according to the Tosfos and Rosh. Al Ze Omar, on this, the Bala Itur says, the Makom Mokim Yofa Linkoy Besakin, She'en Ela Lechuma. That even by a chicken, one should make holes with a knife, since it's only a chumra. And one does not have to do Shesiv Erev, but one should make holes. Even by a chicken, if one does not want to cook it afterwards. Masha enkin b'teleh levashloi shemin hadin sarach achticha shtiv erev. However, if one wants to cook the meat after it's roasted, that mikra adin, one has to do shtiv erev. V'zeh lemahanin nekibis sakan. Over here, making holes with a knife is not enough. Even by a chicken. K'deh lefoytroi mechticha shtiv erev. In order to patter it from shtiv erev. This is how we learn Zibala Itur. In summary, by a chicken, if I want to cook it afterwards, I have to do Krish Sivarev. But if I don't want to cook it afterwards, then all I have to do is make holes or take off the mora. And by an animal, it seems from the beginning of the Taz that he quotes the Mashal, that he holds that in all cases one has to do Kriyash Tziverev. And so the Mitzvah Zov says that the minhag is like the Mar, that by a chicken, even if you want to cook it after it's roasted, it's enough to take off the Mara. But by a liver of an animal, taking off the Mara does not help. So let's see the Shach, Sifkot and Gimel. Ve'im menakvo harbi po'omim b'sakin, harbi ke Kriyash Tziverev. If you make a lot of holes, it's like Kriyas Shesiv Erev. So the Shach says, "Hainu bidi eved, achar shetzala alidei shenikva tchila harbi pa'omin, besaken." That when Rama says, making holes is enough, he means that bidi eved, if all I did was made holes before I roasted it, I could still go and cook it. Aval lechatchila, ein mayel nekiva besaken harbi pa'omin, em moitzu levash le'achar kach. But if one knows he wants to cook the liver after roasting, Lachatchila, one should cut it just a bit and not rely on making holes before roasting. Came Pirish, but Teres Chattis Shom Dinvav. This is what the Teres Chattis says in Dinvav. So then the Shach says in Sivkot and Dalad, V'chenim notal mishum ha-mora, Koloimer shechotach mimena ha-gidim v'ha-knoiknis bo'i said sad sha-mora tulu yibai. When the Ramah says, he took off the mora, he means that you cut the veins on the side of the liver that the mora is attached to it. And you cut off a little bit of the liver when you cut off the mara with the veins. And by cutting off the mara with the gidin aknaiknais, it's mutter lechatchila even if I want to cook it after I roast it. So comes out from the Shach that Nekivas HaSakin is not enough lechatchila. If I know that I want to cook the liver after roasting, I should not rely on making holes, but I could rely on cutting off the mara. So the Chavos Das learns the Shach that is talking about the liver of a oaf, and therefore cutting off the mara is good enough lechatchila. But by the liver of a behema, one cannot rely on cutting off the mara or making holes. Rather, one has to cut it. One more point that we see from here in the Shach is that he's saying that by the Eved, once it's roasted, making holes is enough, and it could be cooked afterwards. So we see that cutting Shesiva Erev does not help after it's roasted. We'll see more about this shortly. So let's continue with the Ramah. After the parentheses at Greatest Sheridura, the Ramah says, Umikol Mokoyim Imlei Osakein. If one did not make holes or cut off the mora before it was roasted, noitel hasampoines la'achar tzliya u'mevashla. One can take out the sampoines after it's roasted, and then it can be cooked. So now we have to understand over here, what does he mean, take out the sampoines? First we see, he says you have to take out the sampoines. But cutting a tzivah erev, or any of the other possibilities, is not enough. So the question is, why? So we see in Sif Gimel that there are more holes that if one just wants to eat the liver roasted and not cooked, one does not have to cut the liver. So we see that the Ramah is holding like Tosfos, that holds that the liver is not because of the blood of the Sempoinos. Because if we're worried about the blood of the Sempoinos, then even to eat it roasted, you should have to cut the liver. So what do we see? That the Ramah holds like Tosfos, that we're not worried about the blood of the Sempoinos. The problem is that if I want to cook it afterwards and I don't cut it, not all the blood of the liver will come out. So the question over here is then, and this is the question of Reb Akiva Eiger, that why isn't taking out the Sempoinos after roasting help? If I hold like Tosfos, that we have to cut it in order to remove all the blood of the liver. So the problem is not the Sempoinos, the problem is the blood in the whole liver. So how does taking out the Sempoinos help? Taking out the Sempoinos or cutting the Sempoinos after roasting only helps according to Rashi and the Bahag, that hold that cutting is needed because of the Sempoinos. But if I hold like Tosfos, then the problem is not the Sempoinos, the problem is in the blood of the liver. So why is removing the Sempoinos help? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Pesach Teshuva send us to the Noda B'Yehuda in Chelek Yehudea, Tinyono, Simen Mem. Over there, the Na'ib Yehuda explains as follows. He says that, according to the Ramah, we're not worried that there's dam ba'ein in the Sampoinis. The problem is that there's dam absorbed in the Sampoinis. Dam ein ho'ivorim that's in the Sampoinis. And the fire doesn't reach the Sampoinis to remove this blood. And therefore, when it's cooked afterwards, the cooking will remove this blood from the Sampoinis. And it will be dam shapirish and it will be aser. So, therefore, the Ramah says that you have to take out the Sampoinis. Because according to the Ramah, it's not that there's dam ba'en in the Sampoinis, like the Bahab, in which just cutting the Sampoinis would drain the dam ba'en. According to the Ramah, the problem is the dam absorbed in the Sampoinis, the dam hevorim in the Sampoinis. And therefore, just cutting it is not enough to remove the blood. It should either be cut before roasting, and therefore the fire will be able to reach the Sampoinis. Or, if you didn't cut it before roasting, now I have to remove the Sampoinis, because of the blood absorbed in the Sampoinis, the dam hevorim in the Sampoinis. But if one just wants to eat the liver roasted, it's mutter. Why? Because, since it's only dam hevorim in the Sampoinis, so whatever the fire doesn't reach, doesn't move. It's dam shaloi pirish, and dam shaloi pirish is mutter. So it would come out according to this, that we're going one step further than the Bahag we've spoken about before. According to the Bahag we saw when we learned Tosfos, the Bahag holds that it's dam ba'ein. But if it gets absorbed into the liver, we treat it as dam plata, like we explained from the Sefer Das. According to the Ramah, it would come out, the way the Ramah is learning in Tosfos, that it's dam plata to begin with. It's dam evorim, and therefore it's mutter unless I'm going to cook it. So let's continue the Ramah. After the parentheses of Rabbeinu Yerucham, Ukushabola Vashlo Achotzlia, the Ramah says that if I want to cook the liver after I roast it, Yidichenu Tchilo Achotzlia, you should wash it first after roasting, Kodem HaBishl, before you cook it. Miyu Imlei Hidicha Ubishlo Kach Mutter. But if I cooked it without washing it after roasting, it's still Mutter B'dievet. So the Sifti Das and Sifkon Hei says that even though it seems from the Ramah that you only need to wash it if I want to cook it after roasting, but he says that one should wash off the liver even if I just want to eat it roasted and I'm not interested in cooking it afterwards. So then the Machaber says, "Ubedieved muter in this vasha levadoi begdeira," and then the Ramah adds, "Veloy tzliya." The Machaber says that "Ubedieved," if I cooked the liver by itself in a pot without roasting, it's muter. So the Shach, Sifkot and Vav, says that even if I cooked it without salting or roasting the liver is mutter. Because b'tiavad we say, Eiseres ve'enei ne'eseres. So the Machaber says, Aval hakadeira asura, the pot that the liver was cooked in is asur, shepelatas ve'enei belas, because the liver gives off blood, and therefore the pot is asur, ve'enei belas, but it doesn't absorb, therefore it itself is mutter. And then the Machaber brings another opinion, v'yesh misha eser, there are those that aser. This is the opinion of the Rambam, that holds that if the liver is cooked by itself, it's aser, even if it was salted. So, la'alocha, the Kaf HaChaim says that according to the Machaber, if the liver was not salted, then we have a stam v'yesh, and the Kaf HaChaim holds that by stam v'yesh, we should hold that the yesh, unless it's a hefzer meruba, and therefore the liver would be aser, unless it's a hefzer meruba, if it was not salted. But if it was salted, since Rabbeinu Tam and many Rishonim hold that both the liver and everything else cooked with it is mutter, so in such a case, we can say that b'di'eved, if the liver was salted, everything is mutter. That's the halacha according to the Machaber. So then the Ramah concludes, v'chein noigin le'aser hakol, the minig is to aser everything, afilu nimlocha hakobid koidim bishula. Everything is aser, even if the liver was salted before it was cooked. So let's see the Shach, Sifkot and Tes. Afilu nimlocha hakobid, koloimer, afilu nimlocha kishir malicha l'kdeira. Even if I salted it properly, like the amount you're supposed to salt to cook, v'hut chakidin, and I washed it like I was supposed to, koidim ha'bishuk, before cooking it, it's still aser. Lefi shehi meruba b'domen, because the liver has a lot of blood, v'ein amoyel l'malicha, afilu al yedei kriyash siv eri v'chetuch l'sachas. And salting doesn't help, even through cutting it, shesiva erev, and leaving the cut face down. For the muchach, b'teres chatos sham din gimel, ayin sham. When it's bayer sham b'teres chatos, the im ira shahoira ha moira, Lahatir achar shen nimlocha hakobed al yedei kriyash siva era b'chitucha l'sachas v'nizbashla. If someone paskened that a liver that was salted and cut shesiv erev and salted with the cut face down and it was cooked, then in such a case it's mutter, and he relies on Rabbeinu Tam, the sabalei the achar malicha harei kishar basar, that he relies on Rabbeinu Tam that after malicha this liver has the same din as regular meat. Loi mahadrinan uvda v'shori. If someone paskened that it's mutter, we don't say that he made a mistake, and once it's paskened that it's mutter, you can rely on the psak. V'shori hakoil ben hakoved ben habasar shenis bashal ima, and everything is mutter, both the liver and the meat that's cooked with it. Umurach sham dem loi haisechatucha shesiv erev v'chatucha lesachas v'shas malicha, that if it was not caught shesiv erev when it was salted, mahadrin and uvda, then we do go back, ba'asar afilo hakovid. And we say that even the kovid is asar, everything's asar if it was not caught when it was salted. So then the shach continues, umaskonas mahashal v'isir behetu shaloi soif simin chopvov. The maskon of the mashal is v'zelashoinei, kovid shenis basho v'loi malicha, liver that was cooked without salting, shalei b'di evid, that it's mutter b'di evid if it was cooked, even if it was not salted. The pelatas ben rein belas, because it gives off and does not absorb. Aval im ein mitavshil shishim keneged hakovid, but if there's not 60 in the pot against the liver, af hakovid asura, even the liver is asur. Afilu nimlacha, even if it's salted. If there's 60, the mashal holds everything is mutter, even the liver itself. But if there's not 60, everything is asur, even the liver itself. Even though the liver, we say the diavid is aseris veinin aseris. Still, it's mutter. Komoshi chalakti b'sifri, the mashal is saying, just like I wrote in my sefer Yom Shel Shloima, the kibun she neser hatavshol medam hakoved, because since the food in the pot became usher because of the blood of the liver, or is nasis nevela, the food in the pot has the din of chanan, the neser hakoved mishem nunes hatavshol, and now the kovid becomes usher from the blios, the shamnunis of the food in the pot, which goes back into the liver and asses the liver. Atkan l'shoinai. That's the lesson of the mashal. V'chein kosov b'simoni b'sifroi perakol habasa simon nundalad. And this is also how the mashal writes in the Yom Shel Shloima in perakol habasa simon nundalad. So then the shach asks the obvious question that we should all ask by now. V'teimo. V'hakayim alon b'chol tuchto te'en ha'neser yochol le'eser ele b'mokam shay isu atma yochol le'elachshom. That we have a klal that we've learned before, that ein ha'neser yochol le'eser ele b'mokam shay isu atma yochol le'elachshom. Meaning that the thing that becomes asur cannot asur any more than the isur itself. So what's asur? The food in the pot becomes asur because of the blood of the kaveid. And since we're saying that the blood of the liver will not go back into the liver b'di'evid, because we say it's aseres v'nin aseres, so why will the shamnunis, the blias from the other food, go in and asur the liver? Since the blood itself can't asur the liver, so the what became asur because of the blood should not be able to asur the liver. The mashal himself writes this in Yom Shel Shloima, that the liver is not asur because of ein aneser. So why does he asur the liver? So the shach remains with a question. But the Chavos Das answers that what happens is some of the shamnunis, the blias of the food, go into the liver. And now, even though the blood that's absorbed in this shamnunis does not go into the liver, but now, since in the liver we have shamnunis of basar, and this shamnunis gets mixed up with blood from the liver, so this shamnunis becomes asur. In other words, even though we say that a liver is a mutter, because by liver we don't say dam shepirish mokam mokam is aser, because the Torah mata the liver, so even if the dam is pirish mokam mokam inside the liver, it's still mutter. But now that I have shamnunis in the liver, the blood is combining with the shamnunis in the liver, and this shamnunis now becomes aser. So now I can't eat the liver because the shamnunis inside it has blood taste of the liver. That's how the Chavos Das explains the mashal. So now let's see Sifkot and Beis. The Mechaba says, "Mecholto b'chaimetz, if you did chalit in vinegar, or b'reischen, or in boiling water, v'nokav v'hoitzi mizuke hadam shebesoichai, and you took out the mizuke hadam, means the sampinais, min hadin mutu levashli. According to the din of the Gemara, it's mutter to cook after you did chalita. Elo shahagoinim osrit la'asis kain. However, the goinim asked to do chalita on liver, ubedi'evet mutter, but bedi'evet, if I cook the liver after chalita, it's mutter. That's the opinion of the machaber. So let's see the shach, sifkot yud, ubedi'evet mutter. Afilu lahayesh misha oisiv shebeseif sif aleph, even according to those that asked at the end of Sif Aleph, meaning the Rambam. Over here it's mutter, the shani hocha, kivan shekvar nechlato, shuv endam yotzim emeno. Since chalita was done, no more blood will come out, and therefore it's mutter. Ken mash medasa machaber, vechem avur berambam sham lahedyo. This is the opinion of the machaber and the opinion of the Rambam. Uba beis Yosef, and the beis Yosef. Ulefi ze, afilu nizbashel, acher hachalita imbosar, mutter habosar. Therefore, even if it's cooked after chalita was done, with other pieces of meat, even the other pieces of meat are mutter. And this is mefurish in the words of the poiskim. So then the shach continues, V'hava b'toris chatas shom, l'ramo in toris chatas, din hei, pasak, da'af b'di'eved lo'y mahani chalita. The ramo paskins in toris chatas that even b'di'eved chalita doesn't help. V'tema, shalo higi aklam klum. Why over here, if he holds that chalita does not help even b'di'eved, why doesn't he say anything on the mechaber? V'gam dvorav b'toris chatas tricham bir. And another problem is that the words in toris chatas need explanation. Shekosef shom, because Ramo writes in toris chatas, v'zeh l'shoinoi, these are the words, kosef ator, she'ein anu b'kiyim b'chalita. The Torah writes that we're not b'kiyim in chalita. Hilkoch, ein lahatiroi b'chalita. Therefore, we can't matter liver with chalita. Avlem nase b'diyevet, shoi. But if you did chalita, b'diyevet, and it was cooked, it's mutter, she'perletes v'ein b'las, because it gives off and does not absorb. So the Taras Chata says on the Torah, ulefima she'kasafti le'el, b'noigen le'esar ha'kovei k'nishunis bashel. According to what I wrote before, that the minig is to ask the kovet if it's cooked, not like the Torah that says the b'dyevet it's mutter. Huadin hachob nechlata meikov and espashla asura. So b'chalita as well, even if chalita was done and it was cooked, the liver is asur. Kein nirili, that's what it seems to the Torah Chatas. Ad kan l'shani, this is the words of the Torah Chatas. B'ksas tesefes bir, with a little bit of explanation. So the Taz says v'dvarav l'chura t'muyim. The words of the Torah Chatas are wondersome. The bishlam amasha noegim le'eser habishol. That this that we have a minig to aser liver cooked ha'inam shum de'enon abakim ezuhu shalok ve'ezuhu mavushol. This is because we're not experts to know what's called shalok and what's called mavushol. But ulay kishin is bashla by las, and perhaps if we cook it too much, it will get absorbed. Ava b'hachlata, but through doing chalita kibin shen nechlata. If you did chalita shuv ein badam. No more blood comes out. So why is it aser b'di'evet? In other words, just because we say that cooked liver is aser, that's because we're not b'kiyim between shalok and mevushal. But chalita, why should be aser b'di'evet? Mechena Rambam v'machaber asura afilu b'di'evet b'bishul. The Rambam, in the second opinion of the machaber, also aser the liver b'di'evet if it's cooked. V'tiru b'chalita, and they are mater chalita. So you can't compare just because we aser cooking, we should also aser chalita. Uvator beemes linosan tam lechalita deshori mishum de parletes veine belas ukomashir tekarav. The Torah did not write, like the Ramo quotes him, that the reason it's aser bechalita is because it's parletes veine belas. Ela loshen ator kachu. This is what the Torah says. Hilkach ein lahatiyur bechalita. You should not matter with chalita. Avlem nase b'di eved. But if you did chalita, ayafilu nisbashal levade begdeira, or even if it's cooked by itself in a pot, shari b'dievet, it's mutter b'dievet, shepalatas ve'ene be'las, because it gives off and doesn't absorb. Ad kan l'shani, that's the lotion of the Torah. V'koi tam zeh, aseifa. This that he says, that it's mutter because it's palatas ve'ene be'las, is going on a seifa, kishu nisbashal b'le chalita, when it's cooked without chalita. And then this he says, it's mutter because it's palatas v'ene belas. But the palatas v'ene belas is not going on the chalita. It's a poshut. It's a simple. V'tzorach l'yashiv. So we have to explain the Torah Chatas. This is what the Ramon means. Ulefi mashe kasafti le'el d'noigim le'esor ha'kovid kishun es bashel mishum de'ena nubikiyim ezu sholok. According to what we said before, that we ask for cooking liver because we're not experts to differentiate what's called shalok, or lakacha swinon afilu b'di'evet, and therefore it's also even b'di'evet. Hachanami mayhay taima, ein anu b'kiyim b'chalita, the same reason we should say bechalita, since we're not experts what exactly is chalita, afilu b'deavad aser, even b'deavad it's aser, because we're not experts to know exactly what chalita is, and perhaps it wasn't boiling enough, and therefore it's cooked, and therefore it's aser even b'deavad. So the Taz continues, Ela shekosher lefizeh. We have a question on this. Da kosev harav le'el, soif simen samach zayin, the Ramah writes at the end of Simen Samach Zayin, she'ein anu b'kiyim b'zman hazeh b'chalitis basar, that we're not b'kiyim in what is chalito, u'b'dayevet mutter, but b'dayevet it's mutter v'adid chalito. So over there we see that b'dayevet it's mutter v'adid chalito. So why over here is he saying that if adid chalito, it's usher even b'dayevet? V'yeshloim ma'ar d'shani kabed d'nafesh nama. So the answer is that liver is different because it has a lot of blood. Or yeshloimu on another teretz, the harav mashra midoisav. The Ramah has one underlining reason to matter here and answer there. The Sevalei, the Ramah holds that even the Inon became bechalita, since we're not experts in chalita, im kein le'inin di eved, therefore be di eved mukmina lo achas kosa kamo. We put it on the original din, ki ilon lo nechlepta klal, as if chalita was not done. Since we're not became a chalita, we look at it as if we did not do chalita. V'ilkach, b'seif simen samach zayin gabi basar, d'ilay nechlet mutar l'chadeva al yidei malicha, so by simen samach zayin, by a regular piece of meat, that if chalita was not done, it's like a regular piece of raw meat, that you could do malicha, kosav de b'diyevet mutar. Therefore he writes that b'diyevet is mutar, since all I did was chalita, so we say that b'diyevet, it's k'ilo I did not do chalita, but there's nothing wrong with a piece of meat that chalita was not done to. I could go and salt it. Therefore it's mutar. The gavi kaved, however, by liver, the afilu balei chalita aser, afilu deyevet l'kdeva. If I cook it without doing chalita, it's aser. Since over here we're talking about cooking it after chalita, helka chalita le'mashvile l'shvach. Therefore, the chalita doesn't gain us anything. The einan became a chalita because when I became a chalita, so we look at it as if a chalita was not done, and now that it's cooked, it's aser. The teretz zeh nachin, and this teretz is good, and it will come out from here. Then in our case too, if all we did was chalita, then we should be able to roast it afterwards. It's only if I cooked it after chalita that it's usher. Another nafkamina between the two reasons, which is brought by the Prima Gaudim, is that in the case of a regular piece of meat that had chalita done to it, and then was cooked, so according to the first reason that chalita doesn't help by liver, because liver has a lot of blood, but in a regular case, chalita helps by the eved. So if I take a regular piece of meat and did chalita and then I cooked it, but the yevet it would be mutter. But according to the second reason, that we look at it as if chalita never happened, so if I took a piece of meat and I did chalita and then cooked it, I would disregard the chalita and it would be like a piece of meat that was cooked and it would be aser. So now let's see Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, "Letzli tzorech chaticha mishum dam shem bisim poinos." For roasting, you need to cut it because of the blood in the simpoinis. If one did not cut it before roasting, you can cut it after roasting. So the Prima Gaudim brings the Prichorosh, that the Prichorosh holds that according to the Mechaber, if one wants to roast it and not cook it afterwards, all one has to do is a Kriyash Siva Erev. You have to cut the whole liver, either the length of the whole liver or the width of the whole liver. But if one wants to cook it, you'd have to do a kriyash siva eruv, both widthwise and lengthwise, in order to get out all the blood of the liver. In other words, the Prichadish is learning that the Mechaber is choshish for both the Bahag and Tosfos. So here in Sif Gimel, he's talking about a liver that is going to be eaten just roasted. And according to the Bahag, you have to cut it because of the blood in the Simpoinis. And in Sif Aleph, where he says you have to cut it Shiva Erev, he's talking about over there where you're going to cook it afterwards. And therefore he's choshish for Tosfos that roasting won't take out all the blood from the liver unless it's cut Shiva Erev. So accordingly it should come out from here that if one wants to cook the liver after roasting, and one did not cut the liver Shiva Erev before roasting, it won't help you to cut the liver afterwards. When will it help to cut the liver afterwards if I didn't cut it before is only where I want to eat it roasted, where I'm not going to cook it afterwards. Because if we're learning that the Mechaber is choshish for Tosfos, according to Tosfos, cutting doesn't help after roasting. Because according to Tosfos, if the liver is not cut before it's roasted, all the blood of the liver won't come out, and cutting afterwards won't help. The only thing that cutting afterwards helps is for the blood of the simpanis. But that won't help you if I'm chayshish toisves, don't want to cook it afterwards. So that's according to the Mechaber. Now let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh oimrim de'ein sorach letzli shum chaticha klal. The Ramah says that there are those that say that for roasting, you don't have to cut it at all. V'chaynoigen afilu lechatchila. And this is the minhag, even lechatchila, that you do not have to cut the liver by roasting. So what does he mean? Does he mean if I do not want to cook it afterwards, or even if I do want to cook it afterwards? So let's see the Taz, Sifkot Nehei. Taz says, V'chaynoigen, kosher. Hola'el Sif Aleph Kosav HaMachaber. In Sif Aleph, the Machaber writes, V'tzei Leu, and you roast it. V'alzeh Kosav Ramah, Dinein Akivas HaKovid, V'chitucha. And on this, the Ramah writes, the dinim of making holes and cutting off the mara, mashma de gam betzlisa chituch. So it seems that even by roasting itself, you have to cut it. Ve'ein loimar dehasa mayri shebola bashla achakach. And we can't say that over there in Sif Aleph, it's talking about where one wants to cook it after roasting. Ve'kan mayri she'ochlet sleet. And over here in Sif Gemo, we're talking about where one just wants to eat it roasted, not cooked. Ve'chen yishchilek zeh b'divir b'seisef ha'mash akosu b'tur b'tzloisei. And the b'seisef writes on the Torah at this differentiation between if one wants to cook it after roasting or not. We can't say this. Why not? Because Ramah writes in Sif Aleph, when one wants to cook it afterwards, you have to wash it. He says, if I want to cook it afterwards, then I have to wash it. Which sounds like that until then, it's not talking about where one wants to cook it afterwards. So on this question, Minchas Yaakov is brought in the Hagois Va'oris, says that it's not a question. Because, firstly, the Ramah says, a few words before, in Sif Aleph, he says, Vim la'yosakein noital sampainas la'achat sliya umavashla. You take out the sampainas after roasting it and they cook it. So you see, even before he says the words of kubala vashla, achat sliya, he's talking about cooking. And when he says, kubala vashla, achat sliya, he's just talking about the pasha. That's the case. That's how you talk. That if one wants to cook it, then when you come to cook it, after roasting it, then you have to wash it. But it's not that Tolban is not talking about cooking it after roasting. And another question you could ask, this is what Machaber Yisakov doesn't ask, is that the Machaber himself says in Sif Aleph, V'tzei Leo, V'acha kach yochel avashla, and afterwards you could cook it. And then Ramah says, V'manakba. So then he says, Adinim of Nikuv and Chituch. So we see that even the Machaber over there is talking about where one wants to cook it after roasting. So that's the first kasha of the Taz. So then the Taz continues, after the Gimel HaGoyz Varis, V'su de'im kein ha'iloy l'maramah lichtev kan ha'chinoigan l'chatchila. The Ramah should write over here, you don't have to roast it if you want to cook it afterwards. But lichtev stamin, and you shouldn't just write a blanket hatter that you don't have to cut it in order to roast it. So in this as well, Mechas Yaakov asks, that over here the Machaber is talking about where one wants to eat it roasted and not cooked. And on that the Ramah writes that you don't have to cut it. So he doesn't have to tell you that he's talking about roasting it where one does not want to cook it. Because that's what Machaber is talking about, so he doesn't have to explain further. So the Taz concludes, Then in Sif Aleph, he's going according to the first opinion over here, which is the Machaber, that you have to cut it even to roast it. Then on that, the Ramah says, going to that opinion, if one wants to just roast it and not cook it, you can do holes or cut up the chatucha. But he himself holds that you never have to cut it. So the Taz concludes, V'ayin mashu kasavti sham v'shem rashal. See what I wrote there in Sif Aleph, in Sif Katan Beis, it says in Machon over here, Sif Katan Aleph, it's a mistake, it should say Sif Katan Beis, that he writes from the Mashal that according to the Bahag, even if I just want to roast it, I still have to cut it, Shisei Beiruf. So to me, the biggest question on the Taz is that it seems to be coming out that according to the Ramah, you never have to cut the liver by roasting, even if I want to cook it afterwards. So the question is, who is the Ramah going like? That's not Taisvis and not the Bahag. Because both according to the Bahag and according to Taisvis, if I want to cook it afterwards, I have to cut it. The only one who holds I don't have to cut up a roasting is the Rambam. And the Rambam we don't hold like. Unless you'll have to say that according to the Taz, the Ramah doesn't hold like the Rambam that Aser's cooking liver, Rather, he holds like the other Rishonim that the reason the liver is asa is because the menapa came between shalak and bushel. But he holds like the Rambam to the extent that for roasting, one does not have to cut the liver. But the Maisa, most of the Echonim go like the Menachas Yaakov that differentiate between eating it roasted or eating it cooked after roasting. That according to the Rambam, if you just want to eat it roasted, you don't have to cut the liver. But if I want to eat it, cook it after roasting, then I have to cut the liver. And the Maisa, we saw that making holes or cutting off the mara, the Maisa only helps by chicken liver. But for meat liver, you have to cut it shesiv erev, or cut it up into pieces, in order to cook it after roasting.